Matthew chapter 21, verse 13.
马太福音21章13节。
Matthew 21:13, and he said to them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a robber's den.
对他们说，经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
And finally, let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
历代之下七章。
2 Chronicles 7, verses 12 to
14. 12到14节。
Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
一见耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：“我已经听了你的祷告，也选择这地方作为祭司我的殿宇。我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。”
One more word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we come and we do come because you are the victorious one.
主已经得胜，所以我们来到你的面前。
And Lord, we come totally dependent upon your Holy Spirit.
我们是借着你的圣灵来到你的面前。
Lord, unless your Spirit reveals Christ, then we are at a loss.
除非你的圣灵向我们显现基督，我们是不能明白。
But Lord, we know it's your will to reveal yourself.
但是主，我们知道你的旨意是向我们显明你的自己。
It's your desire to speak through your Holy Spirit to your people today.
是你的旨意，是借着你的圣灵向你的子民说话。
And so, Lord, we do come and we cry out, speak, for your servants are listening.
所以今天早晨真的是求你向我们说话，你的仆人静听。
And we pray this in the victorious name of Jesus.
我们如此祷告，是奉耶稣得胜的名。
Amen. Amen. So the Lord declared, my house shall be a house of prayer.
所以主说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
This morning I'd like to spend a little time together considering in this corporate intercessory prayer.
所以今天早晨我愿意借一点时间和大家一同来思考什么是团体的代祷。
Which represents interceding or intervening on someone's behalf or a situation to bring the Lord's will to bear.
是介入或者说代表别人为着他们的光景来为着神的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
That the Lord's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven.
是为着神的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
The Lord declared his house should be, shall be, and is a house of prayer.
那神跟我们说什么是祷告的殿。
Now what does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Lord Jesus was actually quoting from Isaiah.
在以赛亚书里面这样说道。
Chapter 56, verse 7 says, where God, and that's where God makes this declaration, even those I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer.
我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。
Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples.
他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上闭门悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
This is at the very core of what's on the Lord's heart.
这是主的心意的一个核心。
His will is that his house is a house of prayer.
他的旨意就是他的殿成为一个祷告的殿。
This morning we want to look at that in three ways.
那今天早晨我们要是从三个方面来看这个问题。
One, what is this house of prayer?
第一个，什么是祷告的殿
？To the necessity of corporate intercessory prayer.
第二是团体代祷的必要性。
And three, some of the keys to corporate intercessory prayer.
第三个是这样团体代祷的一个关键在哪里？
So what is this house of prayer?
那首先什么是祷告的殿？
As we said, Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer.
就像耶稣所说的，我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
Now he spoke this when the people of Israel were under Roman rule.
在他说这个话的时候，当时以色列是在罗马统治之下。
There were many unjust things going on all around them.
那他周围有很多不公正的事。
And they were waiting for the promised Savior, the Messiah, to come.
他们是在那里等待那个他们所应许的救主弥赛亚来。
To come and deliver them from this oppression.
来救他们从这样的被压迫的光景当中解脱出来。
However, they had some wrong concepts or some concepts that weren't complete.
但是他们有这样不正确或者不完全的这个概念。
They thought the Messiah would come and just simply free them from Roman rule so they could rule themselves.
所以他们觉得弥赛亚来只是把他们从罗马的统治当中解放出来，所以他们可以管理他们自己。
But God had a much bigger plan.
但是神有一个更大的计划。
An eternal plan.
有一个永远的计划。
A plan that would deal with the very root of the problem, and that is man's sin nature.
他的计划是来完全针对人的罪性，是问题的根源。
And this was the glorious victory that he accomplished with his first coming.
所以这就是他第一次来到地上所得胜和成就的。
Yet many people today in the world still continue to miss it.
但是今天地上还有很多人没有看到。
But what about us, Christians?
但是我们作为基督徒怎么样呢？
Similar to the Israelites at the first coming,
就像以色列人当初主第一次来的时候一样，
we are now waiting his promised return.
我们今天是在他的应许当中等待他的再来。
His second coming when he will usher in his eternal kingdom.
所以当他再来的时候，我们就必要迎来他的国。
And we've heard the cry, especially over the past few years, are you ready?
那我们在过去几年当中听到这样的呼求，你预备整齐了吗？
Be ready.
要预备整齐。
So now we find ourselves in a very tumultuous time.
所以现在我们在一个很动荡的时代。
The Bible records the world has always been a place of unrest and disobedience.
那圣经里面说，世界永远是一个动荡的和不顺从的。
Since the fall of man, we see man continually wandering away from God.
因为作为成人的人，我们看到我们周围的光景。
And judgment is required to capture our attention and bring us back.
所以只有这样的审判才能够让我们的注意力回来。
We find man has no answers.
我们知道人没有答案。
A virus that we cannot even see has brought us down economically, physically, mentally.
所以一个看不见的这样的一个病毒，让我们不管是身体上面、精神上面或者经济上面都崩溃。
Social political unrest has created much unrest among us, or injustice has created much unrest.
所以社会和政治的不公义让我们周围产生了很多的动荡。
But what is the answer to all this?
但是对所有这些问题的答案是什么呢？
Consider where the Lord spoke these words.
那我们来思想神所主所说的这些话语。
And what actions he took.
和他当时的行为。
The Lord was in what was supposed to be his house.
那当时主是在那个殿里面。
He was not trying to correct all the wrongs in the world.
他没有想来更正这个世界上面所有的错误。
Because as long as man is in the world, there will be corruption.
因为他知道只要人在地上就会有沉沦。
Fixing one problem with man's wisdom often results in another problem.
用人的智慧来解决一个问题往往带来另外一个问题。
The only way to correct all the wrongs in the world is to for Jesus to be king.
那要解决世上所有的问题只有来尊我们的主基督耶稣为王。
For us to recognize he is king and for his eternal kingdom to be established.
让我们来认识到耶稣是王和为着他永远的天国被建立。
And the beginning of ushering in that kingdom is setting straight the house of God.
在我们开始迎来他的天国的时候， 我们必须要来整理。
The Lord came in and he exposed that which was wrong and did not belong in his house.
因为主让我们看到有些事是错误的，不应该在他的殿里。
And he did it in a way that was desired to bring us to repentance.
所以他用这样的一个方式来带我们进入一个悔改的里面。
A way that was to bring our attention back to what the fulfillment of the Father's will is.
让我们看到怎么样来完成父神的旨意。
And to focus us back that his house is to be a house of prayer.
让我们的注意力能够回到他的殿，祷告的殿。
So we ask ourselves, similar to the Pharisees in Jesus' day,
所以我们今天应该像当时法利赛人在耶稣的时候，
Have we made his house something that it's not supposed to be?
是不是我们把他的殿变成了一个不应该要一样的一个东西？
Have we filled it with much activity and special programs?
我们是不是有很多的特殊的节目？
Or maybe divided ourselves in various ways that's not exactly what the Lord is leading us to do.
也许我们有各种各样的活动，但是并不是主要我们所做的。
Is it a place where we feel comfortable and we can escape and really not see the reality that all have fallen short?
是不是一个地方我们可以逃避，然后逃避外面世上所有的现实？
Or have we allowed the world systems to come in?
我们是不是让世界来进入我们的教会？
The thinking of the world to shape our behavior in the house.
我们是不是让周遭的环境来改变我们在神的殿里面的行为？
Man builds on man's need and man's reasoning.
人通常是根据他们的心意和他们的需要来建造。
But have we inquired of the head of the house?
但是我们是不是问了这个殿的主人？
Through seeking God's will, we get the direction that He wants us to go.
当我们来寻求神的旨意的时候，我们就有了一个方向。
And we understand how He wants us to go to accomplish His will in His time.
我们也知道我们要怎么做，在什么时间来完成他的旨意。
Went out for a long walk with my wife recently.
我最近和我的妻子一起散步很久。
We were looking at some of the houses and the yards and the surrounding neighborhoods.
我们在看到我们邻居的那个他们的家，他们的庭院。
And I thought about how much time we spend making the outside of our house and our yards look so good.
我们来思想，我们花了那么多的时间，让我们的房子和那个花园来很好看。
While the inside may be cracking, the carpet frame, things needing painting.
也许我们里面家里面有裂缝，地毯磨损，而那个涂料脱落。
And even more importantly, what are the relationships of the people in that house?
那更重要的是，这个家里面的人，他们的关系如何？
This is what the Lord rebuked the Pharisees for.
这是当时主责备那些法利赛人所说的。
You wash the outside of the container, but the inside is full of filth and mold and corruption.
你们洗净了杯盘的外面，但是里面却充满了勒索、邪恶。
Man is tasked by the Lord to carry out His will in His house.
神给人这样的一个旨意，让他们要在他的家里来管理主。
To minister the life of Christ.
来管理主的生命。
The nature of the life is Christ.
那这个生命的性情就是基督。
And the direction should come from Christ.
而所有的我们的所行的都应该是从我们的主那里来。
The only one that understands and can really direct this life is the one whose very nature it is.
只有那位的性情如此的，才能够给我们指明这个生命的方向。
And He's provided us His Holy Spirit to reveal that direction, to reveal His will.
所以他就给了我们圣灵，让我们来看到这个性情，来能够让我们知道那个方向。
And to direct that nature within us to bring fulfillment of His will on this earth.
也让我们为着神的性情可以在这个地上成就所。
The pandemic and the unrest that we see in this day has really continues to shake that which can be shaken.
所以今天我们所看到的瘟疫再一次来摇动这地上的一切。
But the Lord wants to reveal that which cannot be shaken, which is Christ.
但是主也让我们看到说那不能摇动的就是我们的主基督耶稣。
Do we see the value of that shaking?
那我们看到那个震动的价值吗？
Do we see the need for the Lord to expose what is not of Christ?
那主让我们看到那些不属基督的。
So that we may rely on him and his temple may be cleansed.
所以我们可以完全来依靠他和他的殿得以洁净。
As Jack reminded us last week, we are to be a holy people.
那君凯弟兄上一个星期提醒我们，我们要成为圣洁的。
The holy life of Christ flowing through us.
主的圣洁的生命应该从我们里面流淌。
Praise the Lord, he is about cleansing his house.
那感谢主，他将要来洁净他的殿。
And he wants to restore us to a house of prayer.
他要让我们重新回到那个祷告的殿里。
We are in a time when the church needs to be on its knees crying out to the Lord.
今天我们在这样一个时代，我们需要回到主的面前下跪祷告。
It's absolutely essential that we be involved in intercessory prayer for the Lord's will.
所以我们今天需要一起来代祷，为着主的旨意。
Ever more critical in these end days.
这在我们的末世是显得格外的重要。
But it appears in many ways that the current affairs have exposed a weakness in the church.
所以现在所发生的事让我们看到教会里面的一个软弱。
Where God's house may have become many things and prayer is somewhat belittled at times.
神的殿也许成为很多不一样的东西，但是祷告却被轻视。
But are we humbled to recognize this and then return back to him?
当我们谦卑自己来回到他的面前的时候，
to repent and allow him to restore all that he desires.
让我们能够悔改，然后让他来做工。
Prayer is our most formidable weapon, but it's the one that we are least skilled in.
祷告是我们最有力的武器，却不是我们所熟悉的。
But if we are not a people of prayer, an assembly of prayer, then we fail to be the house as he desires.
如果我们不是祷告的人，不是一个祷告的聚会，那我们就不能够成为他的家，按照他的旨意。
How serious is this issue?
那这个问题有多严重？
You might remember when David was going to bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
你知道当大卫要把约柜带回耶路撒冷的时候。
First time the whole congregation gathered together and they put the ark on a wooden cart pulled by some cows.
所以你知道当时众人他们把约柜放在一个牛拉的木车上面。
They understood the will of God was to bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
他们知道神的旨意是要把约柜带回耶路撒冷。
But they failed to inquire of the Lord how they should bring it back.
但是他们却忘记问主说应该怎么样把约柜带回。
When the cow stumbled and it began to wobble, Uzzah lifted and put up his hand, touched the ark, and died.
所以当那个牛跌倒，那个车摇动的时候，乌撒他就把他的手放到约柜上面，他被击杀。
Months later, we see David the second time bringing the ark in.
所以我们看到几个月以后，大卫又一次来试。
Recorded there in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, 11 to 13.
所以我们看到在历代志上十五章里面说到。
Daniel called the priests and the Levites together, and he said this.
大卫将祭司立位人招来，他说
You are the heads of the father's households, of the Levites. Consecrate yourselves, both you and your relatives, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it.
对他们说，你们是立位人的族长，你们和你们的弟兄应当自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬到我所预备的地方。
Because you did not carry it at the first,The Lord God made an outburst on us, for we did not seek him according to the ordinance.
因你们先前没有抬着约柜按定例求问耶和华我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。
To pray to inquire of the Lord is a matter of life and death.
所以我们看到来求问耶和华其实是关乎生和死。
So let's look at this necessity of corporate intercessory prayer.
所以我们来看一下这个团体代祷的必要性。
First, just consider this word prayer.
那我们首先来思想祷告这个词。
And prayer really simply is communication, and the depth of any relationship is based on communication.
那我们知道祷告其实是一种交通，而所有的关系，他们的深度都是关乎交通。
I particularly like how our brother David Ravenhill put this.
我很喜欢我们的弟兄 David Ravenhill， 他是这么说
quote, No marriage can survive without communication, and yet the church has been deceived into thinking she can maintain her relationship with God through silence.
如果失去了交通，没有一个婚姻能够存活。但是教会今天却欺骗他们自己说他们可以和神有这样的一个关系而没有而却是在一个沉默当中。
To pray to the Lord is to recognize him as Lord.
让我们来祷告是来认我们的主为主。
The sovereign almighty God.
是我们的有主权大能的神。
Prayer is our spiritual breath.
所以祷告就是我们灵里面的呼吸。
And the Lord tells us in His Word to pray without ceasing.
所以神要我们不住的祷告。
The verses in Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4 that we read.
提摩太前书第二章一到四节里面我们所读到的。
They indicate different types of prayers.
让我们看到有不同的祷告。
Praise, confession, supplication, intercession, Thanksgiving.
所以我们看到祝谢、认罪、恳求、代求。
And these different types of prayers are all vital to our spiritual life.
所以这些不同的祷告对着我们灵里面的生命都是至关重要的。
But today we want to focus some time on this aspect of intercession, corporate intercessory prayer.
所以，但是今天我愿意我们一起来看这个代祷和团体的代祷。
When two or three or many are gathered together to seek the Lord's will on a situation.
当两三个人一同祷告来寻求主的心意。
It's not just a group of Christians gathered together and each one praying separately.
不仅仅只是说有一些基督徒他们在一起，每个人他们只是说各自祷告。
Rather, it requires those gathered to come in under the leading of the Holy Spirit.
而是说这样的聚会必须是在圣灵的引领里面。
The Holy Spirit who reveals the burden on the Lord's heart.
而圣灵让我们看到主的心意如何。
And their prayer collectively is to bring the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
而这些祷告一同是为着主的心意把它从天上带到地下。
To bring fulfillment of that will here in our midst.
让主的心意在我们的当中可以成就。
What did the Lord say when he was asked by his disciples concerning how to pray?
当主的门徒问他如何祷告的时候他是怎么说的呢？
Matthew 6, 9 to 10 records, Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come,Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So an essential part of intercessory prayer is to know God's will.
所以，任何代祷的关键是在于知道神的心意。
And as He reveals that will, we persevere until it's fully accomplished.
所以当他将他的旨意向我们显明的时候我们可以就不住的祷告直到他的旨意成就。
And when we understand some accomplishment of that will, we give thanks and praise.
当我们看到这样旨意成就的时候我们就向他献上我们的感谢。
A few weeks ago, I was helping my son with a clogged pipe at his house.
那几个星期以前我帮助我的儿子在他们家里因为那个下水道堵住了。
And there were several aspects of prayer that came to mind.
那当时就让我看到那个祷告的几个不同的方面。
But we had some specialized equipment, and we had a certain understanding based on what we knew and could see.
我们有一些特殊的工具，我们也大致知道，根据我们的经验和我们所看到的。
Symptoms were very obvious, and the water was backed up in the sink.
因为那个问题很明显，那个洗碗池里面充满了水。
We opened the clean out outside the kitchen, and we were at least able to drain the sink part.
我们把外面的一个水口打开，我们至少可以把那个洗碗池里面的水让它降下去。
And it was easy to determine that there was a much bigger problem and something clogging the pipe, keeping the water from flowing.
那我们知道，也许有一个更大的问题，让那个水下不去。
And the two of us prayed.
我们两个人就一起祷告。
And we also had a certain understanding, and we proceeded to work.
所以我们也知道一些，所以我们然后就开始工作。
And we were able to deal with a minor clog.
我们可以把那个小的堵去掉了。
Clear some of the obstruction with the tools that we had.
用我们所带来的那些工具。
But the pipe was clearly clogged past some point where we could reach.
但是我们看到那个堵的那个地方是我们的工具所没有办法达到的。
We did not have the right tools to deal with the deeper problem.
所以为着那更深的问题，我们没有一个适用的工具。
We worked on it for a few hours, but it was clear that this problem was bigger than we could solve.
那我们工作了一两个小时，认识到这个问题是超过我们的能力的。
I said there's many applications to prayer, but one.
所以我说到我们有很多那个祷告的应用。那第一点。
Often as individuals, we can intercede and pray for one another, and we can deal with some amount of the symptoms that we see.
所以当我们作为个人来为别人代祷的时候，我们也许开始看到的是那个问题的外面所的表现。
But are we completely dealing with the issue?
但是我们没有真正的来对付那个问题的根源。
We must remember as the Lord reminded us in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
我们看到主在以弗所书六章十二节里面提醒我们说，
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
We need to recognize this warfare and bring in the victor, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们需要认识这个征战的真实性，然后把我们的得胜者主耶稣基督迎来。
So we called the plumbing company, and the master plumber and his apprentice came out.
所以我们就打电话找那个水管公司，所以有一个师傅带着他的学徒就来了。
The apprentice went to work. He cleared a clog and declared everything's done.
那所以那个学徒就把那个清理了一下，然后他就说做完了。
But the master plumber calmly told him, "Go a little deeper."
但是那个师傅让他再继续的深挖一下这个问题。
Then he cleared a second clog and he got excited.
那他又清理了另外一个堵住的地方，他又很高兴。
And the master plumber said, "Go a little deeper."
然后那个师傅叫他再深一点。
And this happened another 3 or 4 times.
那这个又发生了3到4次。
While the apprentice kept getting excited, the master plumber knew there was a deeper problem that needed to be dealt with.
虽然那个学徒每一次清理掉一个堵口，他都很高兴，但是他的师父知道还有一个更深的问题。
Although not seen, he wanted to deal with the root cause.
虽然他没有看见，但是他要来所对付的是那个问题的根源。
Too often it seems we're often satisfied with just a partial answer to our prayer.
很多的时候我们拿到一个不完全的答案就很高兴。
But corporate intercessory prayer is about persevering.
但是我们团体当中代祷是不住的祷告。
Until the will of the Lord is revealed in a matter.
直到主的旨意向我们显现。
And until it is brought to some fulfillment.
直到他的旨意成就。
It may take hours, days, months, even years on some issues.
也许需要几个小时、几天、几个月，甚至几年。
But do we keep praying until the Spirit declares it is done?
但是我们是不是不住的祷告，直到圣灵说成就了、成了？
Or do we pray only based upon the surface issues and what we can see?
那我们是不是只是根据我们表面上所看到的来祷告？
So how do we know the will of God?
那我们怎么知道神的旨意？
It often begins as we're praying with the Holy Spirit revealing a word or a Bible verse.
那往往在我们祷告的时候，圣灵就让我们看到圣经里面的一句话或者一个章节。
And then we stand on that promise that's recorded in the Word of God.
然后我们就站在神的这个应许的上面。
In Daniel chapter 9, we see a classic example of intercessory prayer.
所以在但以理书九章里面，我们看到一个典型的例子，什么是代祷。
The Holy Spirit directed Daniel's attention to his word recorded in the prophet Jeremiah.
所以，当时圣灵就让但以理看到耶利米书里面神所应许的。
That declared the captivity in Babylon was to be only 70 years.
那他们说他们被掳去巴比伦七十年。
And Daniel saw by revelation that that 70 years was coming to an end.
所以因着这样的启示，但以理就看到七十年就要到了。
Now Daniel could have just sat back and said, "Okay, Lord, I'm going to watch and see what happens."
但以理当然可以只是说在坐在那说主，我等着你看怎么样来实现。
After all, it was recorded in the Word of God.
那因为这个话是你所说的。
Daniel knew it was accurate.
但以理知道那是准确的。
He believed it. It was a promise from God.
他因为他相信这是神的应许。
But Daniel went to his knees in fervent prayer.
但是但以理下跪恒切祷告。
He began with repentance for himself and for the nation.
他首先从他自己和他的国一同来悔改。
And he stood on the promise of God.
他站在神的应许的上面。
And he prayed that that word would be fulfilled.
他祷告神的话成就。
Furthermore, we find recorded in Daniel that his prayer was actually answered as soon as he started praying.
在但以理书我们看到他一开始祷告那个话语就得以实现。
Sometime later, the angel Gabriel comes and reveals to Daniel.
那天使加百列来向但以理显现说道。
Now his prayer was answered, but the enemy in warfare was trying to keep Daniel from even realizing his prayer was answered.
他的神已经回应了他的祷告，但是这地上的仇敌却让但以理不能够看到这一点。
Battle is not with flesh and blood.
所以我们的征战不是与属血气的。
Daniel prayed, the Lord moved, and he brought back the people from captivity.
所以但以理祷告说，神把这些人从被掳的光景拯救回来。
Interestingly, Daniel was instrumental in bringing back the children from captivity, but he did not physically come back with them himself.
我们可以看到，但以理他的祷告帮助神把他的子民从被掳的光景救回来，但是他却没有和他们一同回来。
However, the Lord revealed great things to Daniel, and he was able to enter into spiritually and even eternally.
但是神是向但以理显明，让他可以在灵里面来进入这个永远的国。
For David, it was, or Daniel, excuse me, it was about a focus that the Lord's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
因为但以理说，他所关注的就是神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
This is what the Lord wants from us today.
这就是主今天要我们所做的。
He wants us to influence world events.
他要我们来影响我们周围的世界。
And not just be subject to the symptoms or the results of these events.
而不是说只是周围所发生的这些表面的症状。
I want to give you a more modern example with our brother Rees Howe.
我要给你一个更加现代的例子，是我们的弟兄 Rees Howe。
This brother and a group of 120 Christians whose intercessory prayer actually influenced the course of World War II.
他和另外120位基督徒，他们的代祷是怎么样影响了第二次世界大战？
It contributed to the recreation of the state of Israel and many other worldly issues.
而且影响了以色列的重建和其他另外的事件。
Now, Rees and his wife, after their salvation, were led to be missionaries in South Africa.
Rees 和他的妻子，他们在南非一起布道。
They actually spent several years there praying for South Africa.
他们在那里为南非一同祷告了很多年。
And it ultimately resulted in a great revival sweeping South Africa between 1915 and 1920.
最后带来了南非在1915年到1920年之间里面的大复兴。
A revival that began right in the middle of World War I.
当时正是在第一次世界大战，第一次世界大战的之中。
Then in 1924, he founded a Bible college in Wales.
1924年，他在威尔士成立了这样一个圣经学院。
And this group had their greatest impact serving in intercessory prayer during World War II.
而这一个团体，他们当时的带导极大地影响了第二次世界大战。
One small example that I enjoyed was this.
一个例子我很喜欢的例子是这样。
It occurred during the Allied invasion of Salerno, Italy in 1943.
当时盟军要进攻意大利的一个地方叫萨莱诺。
Says one of the college staff members recounts that at 9:45 they were gathered together for the late prayer meeting time.
当时有一个同事，他们回忆到在9:45的时候，他们要进行晚上的祷告。
It had a very solemn tone from the very outset as they gathered.
当时用着一个很严肃的语调。
They said Reese's voice was trembling with the burden of what he was sharing.
他说到 Reese 他当时的那个声音。是因着他那个信息里面的负担而有些发抖。
Reese said, "The Lord has burdened me with this invasion at Salerno."
他说，神给了我这样一个负担，是这样的一个进攻萨莱诺的事。
I believe our men are in great difficulties.
我知道我们的军队是他们面临很困难的情形。
And the Lord has revealed that unless we pray through, they will not be able to survive the night.
而神让我看到说，除非我们为此代祷，否则他们就没有办法得胜。
Now the entire group was humbled and they were in somewhat in awe because there had been no news reports about the invasion up to that point.
那他们整个当时的团体就谦卑下来，因为也很震惊，因为并没有新闻从前线回来。
So they knelt, they proceeded to pray before the Lord and seek His word and His will on behalf of the soldiers on behalf of those that were involved.
所以他们为着那些当时在征战当中的士兵，他们一起来向主祷告。
And as they prayed and as they pursued the Lord,
在他们一同来祷告，来追求主的时候，
About 11 p.m., there seemed to be just this sense from the Holy Spirit of victory.
在晚上11点的时候，好像他们有这样一个感觉，神让他们看到一个得胜。
A breakthrough where they sensed that the Lord had heard and answered their prayer.
他们可以感觉到神已经回答了他们的祷告。
The victory was so real to them that the Spirit led them to start praising and singing and thanking the Lord.
那个得胜是那样的真实，所以他们开始来赞美喜乐。
Now at midnight, the news report they were listening to.
在半夜十二点的时候，他们就听到这样一个新闻。
And the report gave the severity on the battle.
他们可以看到那个征战的激烈。
And the reporter said, unless some miracle comes, the troops are in grave danger of losing the beach by morning.
他们那个新闻记者就说到有这样的一个奇迹发生，因为当时盟军他们是在一个很危险的境况里面。
Instead of being discouraged, this actually encouraged the group that they had really heard from the Lord.
那当时这个团体他们真的是得到这样的鼓励，因为神听了他们的祷告。
They became confident in the victory that the Lord had declared.
他们是这样的确信，神已经让他们得胜。
The next morning, the headline in the paper was the miracle at Salerno.
那第二天早晨的新闻的头条就是萨莱诺的奇迹。
The report was that the enemy artillery was so severe, the advancement so severe, that they did not expect to survive.
那当时那个敌人的那个炮火是那样的猛烈，他们的反扑是那样的快，他们盟军觉得他们没办法存活。
And then for no apparent reason, the firing stopped, and the Nazi troops stopped advancing.
但是没有任何的原因，当时那个纳粹的他们的炮火就停了，他们的反扑也停了。
The reporter that was positioned with the troops looked at his watch, and it was 11 p.m.
当时那个随军的记者看他的手表，正好是晚上11点。
He said there was an eerie stillness and everybody kind of waited, seeing, wondering what would happen.
所以说到当时就有一个怪异的这样的安静，因为每个人都在等下一次步会发生什么。
But nothing more happened throughout the night.
但是半夜以后没有任何事发生。
Those quiet hours made the difference in sparing lives and actually leading to victory of that battle.
而这样一个安静的一段时间就对整个战役起了一个决定性的变化。
Just another step to bringing that war to an end.
也为着结束二次大战是一个很重要的一步。
This type of intercessory prayer seems to be missing today.
而这样的代祷是我们今天好像所看不见的。
As homework, there's another great example in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 I encourage you to go read.
还有一个家庭作业是在历代志下，我鼓励圣徒大家去看一下。
But we want to take a few minutes now, and we want to consider just some keys to effective corporate intercessory prayer.
那我们再来看一下如何进行有效的团体的代祷。
First is our need to come under the anointing and the full surrender to the Holy Spirit.
第一个是我们必须来到灵的浇灌，来完全的向把我们交给圣灵。
We lay down our thoughts, our ideas of how our prayer should be answered, and we allow the Holy Spirit to reveal the will of the Lord.
我们把我们的主意，我们觉得应该怎么祷告，放在一边，来让圣灵向我们显明主的心意。
Where we, as many members, are gathered as one body under the Lord Jesus, and He is leading us through each topic.
虽然我们有很多的肢体，但是我们是在同一个身体里面，有圣灵来引领，来得胜。
Not a group where everyone's just praying through a list or their version of a list.
不是只是这样一个团体，好像每个人都来按照一个例子来祷告。
But rather a group that as each one prays about this topic, the Lord can reveal His will.
而是每一个人祷告，让主将他的心意向我们显明。
And we take hold of the fulfillment of that will and bring it down to earth as it is in heaven.
而我们借着这样一个团结的祷告，就把他心意的完成，从天上带到地下。
We cannot bring in our own agenda.
我们不能把我们自己的心意带进来。
And we cannot be praying horizontally, doing battle with one another.
我们不能够只是说为着周围的人祷告，相互祷告。
Or trying to give a message in our prayer.
或者说在祷告当中要做一个短讲。
But rather together we're fully surrendered to the leading of the Spirit.
而是说我们在一起来向着圣灵求问圣灵的心意。
Second, we do need to understand His will.
第二，我们需要来明白他的心意。
The Lord recorded in Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 to 20, this.
主在马太福音十八章十八到二十节里面这样说道
：Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven.
我要告诉你们，若你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Now we sometimes act like if two or three of us agree, then the Lord's going to make that so in heaven.
那很多时候我们觉得好像只要我们两三个人同意的话主就会让他在天上实现
We actually read that backwards
而我们其实是读反了
What it represents is that whatever is bound in heaven or whatever is loosed in heaven the Lord wants to bring that to reality on earth
而其实所应该是说的不管在天上捆绑的或者天上释放的神在地上也要捆绑
We pray and we want to come into agreement of the Lord as He reveals what He is doing.
我们祷告是为着我们能够借着圣灵的开启看到主的心意。
And how what He reveals what is bound or loosed in heaven so that we take hold of that on earth.
所以让我们看到在天上什么是被捆绑，什么是被释放的，所以我们可以把那个现实带到地上。
Third, there must be unity between husband and wife.
第三，在丈夫和妻子当中要有合一。
1 Peter 3:7 tells us, Husband, grant your wives honor so that their prayers are not hindered.
彼得前书3:7里面这样对丈夫说，所以你要敬重你的妻子，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
But husband is not granting his wife honor, then his prayer can be hindered.
如果丈夫不敬重他的妻子，那他的祷告就有阻碍。
You cannot be in conflict with your spouse and then go to the meeting with the brothers and sisters and be united as one.
你不可能说和你的妻子有冲突，然后到弟兄姊妹当中聚会有合一。
So if there is a marital strife or a conflict,
如果我们家庭或者婚姻当中有这样的冲突
or a family strife, let's be quick to repent.
那我们就要快快的悔改。
Come in under the covering of the blood of the Lamb before we go and gather with the saints.
来求宝血的遮盖，在我们进入和其他弟兄姊妹的交通之前。
Fourth, we stand on the promises of God.
第四，我们是站在神的应许的上面。
We want to search His Word and listen to the Spirit.
我们要来寻求他的话语，来听圣灵的话。
That He might provide a promise or something that we can take hold of that's applicable to the situation.
他也许可以给我们这样的应许，让我们可以在我们所处的环境当中来应用。
As you're praying together, the Lord often brings a word or a verse to someone.
所以当我们一同祷告的时候，神往往借着圣灵把他的话语带给我们。
And then there's a sense by the group that it's giving direction on how to pray.
那给这样一个团体有这样的一个方向，我们应该怎么祷告。
Take hold of the promises of God and stand on that ground.
让我们能够抓住神的应许，来紧紧地站住在那个地位。
Daniel stood on such a promise.
但以理是站在这样的一个应许上面。
If we know that the Lord wants to unite us as His body, as one,
所以今天我们知道主要我们在他的身体里面合一。
And if we know that He desires to return,
我们知道他要再来。
Then we should pray accordingly and understand things in light of His desire.
那所以我们就需要如此祷告，我们可以在他的圣灵当中来更多的知道他的心意。
Fifth, we need to believe and expect the miraculous.
第五，我们需要能够来懂得，也能够来期待这样的一个奇迹。
Sometimes we pray almost sheepishly and then we're biting our nails to see if the Lord's going to answer.
很多的时候我们好像战战兢兢的祷告，然后咬着我们的手指来看神怎么样成全。
And we react to whatever news we hear about the situation.
然后我们看到听到任何的新闻，我们都会被摇动。
The father who of the young boy who was possessed came to the Lord and said, "Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief."
就像圣经当中那个被鬼附的男孩的父亲对主所说的，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
We need to ask the Lord to help us with our unbelief and expect the miraculous.
所以我们需要神帮助我们来对付我们的信不足，来寻求这样的一个奇迹。
You remember when Peter was chained and he was in prison and deep in the dungeon.
所以我们当知道当彼得他被关在地牢里面的时候，
There was a group that were gathered together in a house praying.
有一些圣徒在一家里，他们一同祷告。
Peter's chains actually fell off. He got up, he walked out of the prison into the house.
所以彼得他身上的锁链脱落，他就走出来，去到那个弟兄的家。
When he knocked on the door, the girl got so excited she didn't even let him in. She ran up to tell everybody.
他在敲门的时候，那开门的女孩是这样的激动，她甚至都没有忘了开门让她进来去，而转身去告诉别的弟兄姊妹。
She declared, "The Lord has greatly answered our prayer," and everybody said, "You're crazy! You must have just seen His angel. It can't be true."
那他对弟兄姊妹说，神已经答应了我们祷告。那别的人都以为他疯了，你是不是看见天使了？
And then they finally let him in and saw that the Lord had miraculously answered.
最后他们让彼得进来，真的是 看到了神在彼得身上所行的神迹。
In closing, the Lord brings us or brings these things to light for a purpose.
所以今天神把这样的东西带到光之下是有这样的一个心意。
And it's so that we may repent and humbly learn to pray.
是我们可以悔改谦卑的来学习如何祷告。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
因为这个征战是属于主的。
And we know he is victorious.
我们知道他是得胜的。
However, he calls us to take up this position on earth and to pray.
但是他让我们在世界上给我们这个地位是让我们站住并祷告。
To stand on his promises until his will is fully fulfilled.
是站在他应许的上面直到他的心意完全成就。
And it's not just once or twice a week.
不是只是每星期一次或者两次。
It may not even be at a convenient time.
也许是不方便的时候。
May our family times, other various times that we gather be transformed.
让我们家庭的聚会被改变。
As we allow the Spirit to lead us, and then when we see a critical issue come up, we stop and we together stand in prayer.
所以当我们被圣灵引领的时候，当我们看到这样一个问题，那我们就停下来一起祷告。
As we take up this role of corporate intercessory prayer,
当我们一起进入这样一个团体的代祷的时候，
the Lord reveals himself in a mighty and wonderful way.
神在荣耀和大能当中显现他自己。
And in a way, ultimately, where man is not able to take any credit for the outcome.
是这样，人就没有办法来抢功。
We see a miracle and it turns our eyes to the miracle worker, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们看到这样一个神迹的时候，就把我们的眼转向那个神迹的主人，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We often hear today that these are unprecedented times.
今天我们听到说我们所面临的是前所未有的时代。
But we see recorded in the Bible that we've always been in unprecedented times.
但是我们知道圣经当中告诉我们说我们永远是在一个前所未有的时代。
Times of famine, pestilence, war.
我们看到饥荒、瘟疫、战争。
Times of judgment brought on by disobedience and rejection of the Lord.
因着我们的不顺服和、拒绝神所带来的审判。
Yet on the other hand, we also see victory.
另一方面，我们也看到得胜。
The conquering Lamb firmly seated on the throne.
我们看到得胜的羔羊坐在高天宝座之上。
This is the Father's will in heaven, and this is the will He desires to bring to reality on earth.
这是父神的旨意，在天上，他也愿意把他旨意带到地上。
We may think we know something about prayer.
我们也许觉得我们自己知道一些、知道一些祷告。
But I wonder if the Lord has a fuller and deeper work He wants to do.
但是神有一个更深、更丰满的心意。
A work that reveals His heart's desire until it is fully accomplished.
他愿意我们、更多的明白、知道他的心意完全成就。
May we not be satisfied with a lesser destination.
让我们不要再仅仅因为、进步一点就很心满意足。
And may we no longer be swayed by the events of the world.
让我们不再被周围的环境所搅扰。
But may we truly learn to influence the outcome of these events.
让我们能够学习来影响周围的这些事件的结果。
May we answer the call and be those willing to surrender to the Lord.
让我们来答应这样的呼召，让我们顺服我们的主。
As He does His recovery work of corporate intercessory prayer.
来让他行他的神迹，借着我们团体的代祷。
And may His house, the church, be a house of prayer.
愿他的殿，他的教会成为祷告的殿。
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you again for this reminder that you are the victorious one.
主再次提醒我们，你是得胜的主。
You overcome sin and death, and you are firmly seated on the throne.
你已经胜过死亡黑暗，你今天坐在宝座上。
And Lord, you continue to work all things together for good unto for those that know you, those that call upon you.
主，你再一次做工，为那些认识你来向你祷告的人。
Lord, we do ask that in these times you would teach us how to fully surrender to your Spirit.
所以主，谢谢你今天将我们显现怎么样来完全舍己。
To take up this call and be a people that are engaged in corporate intercessory prayer.
让我们能够来明白你的旨意，进入一个团体的代祷。
And that we would see the reality of your will done in heaven to be done here on earth.
让我们看到这样一个属灵的实际，就是你的心意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And that as that is accomplished, Lord, it would bring you glory, praise, and worship.
在那成就的时候，就带给你所有的一切荣耀、敬拜和赞美。
We pray in your name, Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是奉你的名。
Amen.
Amen.